Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Here we go. Final hour of the week underway. Jason Ross, Doug Christie. We're going to have Five on It coming your way in a moment. Still the crossover in this hour. Tell me something good to wrap up the week as well. Giants, Marlins, they're playing right now. No score. That one's in the bottom of the third. Couple of the notes from earlier today. Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz played a day game. I don't know why they played earlier today, but they did. And Doug, we saw the roll of the ankle to Donovan Mitchell. X-rays have come back negative. There's still going to be an MRI, but we're both thinking couple weeks at least for him. I mean, he rolled it pretty good.
Yeah, I think you lean on the side of caution with him, especially the fact that you've played so good. So you know what the height is of your squad. Now you're looking, I would say, for Quinn Snyder, what he wants, because Clarkson got dinged up. There's been a couple of them. You want to go into the playoffs. You can go two ways. You can be peaking, or three ways. Peaking, you can be going down, but you want to be healthy.
Yep.
And I think that's the biggest probably thing that Quinn Snyder and that staff takes on and make sure that he's healthy. You'll figure out a way to kind of get him his rhythm. He may be off a bit, and the other guys got to step up.
Yeah. Kings' next game will be Sunday. They lost last night. That's now 9 in a row for Sacramento, trying to avoid a 10-game losing streak. They will face Dallas on Sunday. And also, A's baseball is coming your way at the top of the hour when they take on Detroit. They're trying to win again. They're trying to make it 6 in a row. But it is that time. Every day, 5 o'clock, we do it. It's time for 5 on It.
I got 5 on It. I got 5. A look at the top 5 at 5. A spin around the nation to hear 5 stories. 5 people, 5 opinions. This is I Got 5 on It.
Well, Doug, we almost made it through the week, but Jay's been cooking on this one all week long. He's snuck us in on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday.
I ain't even seen him, man. He been there. All I
he's
seen
in the
was
lab.
His back.
He's
man.
In the lab. He's been
if
working.
He had on a jersey, all I'd have known was Johnson.
So Jay is running point today, and he's basically probably going to embarrass you and I, but we're here for it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, no embarrassment. I've never
we fail on these
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, we do.
I got a sneak peek. He's not trying to embarrass you, but he's allowing you to embarrass yourself.
There you go. My guy, see?
See.
How much did Chris weigh in on this?
The technician.
Oh, I am definitely going to be embarrassed.
The technician.
The triple right threat there. Technician triple threat. Is assisting the liaison?
Yes. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Fellas.
Coach, can you do something about this?
Travel.
All right, what do we got, Jay?
We know no one is perfect, correct? Especially on this show.
Oh, that's for sure.
Some, I use the word strongly, some. People who are fans understand that when playing sports for contestants and their favorite players. Oh, I saw Posey. I'm trying to see if he threw somebody out right there. As he's real quick question. This is way off the mark. Is Buster Posey still a superstar?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Yeah,
which hurts to say, but I don't think so.
What was the catcher for the Twins?
Joe Mauer.
I think kind of similar, and then Joe kind of fell off a little bit. He retired, though. Yeah.
Yeah. That was real quick.
Okay.
As we want our favorite team, our favorite players, you know, to be pretty close to perfect as possible. We know it doesn't happen. So I ask you fellas real quick, D, you've played, you know, all your life. Jason, you've pretty much played all your life. When you're playing any type of sport, any activity, and you make a mistake, what's a few phrases that you guys normally say?
Damn. My bad.
My bad.
My bad.
My bad. So.
That's me.
That's you. It's all me,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much universal.
I think so.
My bad. So, fellas,
topic
today is oops.
Oh, no.
My bad.
Can I say that for all my answers? My bad.
We begin with number one, fellas. I need you to give us three players, three, who you felt were can't miss prospects before they entered the NBA. I'm talking three names you were totally bought in. No one can tell you that they wouldn't have made it. They would have never panned out. But they never accomplished what pretty much the expectations were. I'll give you a couple of examples. I know you guys have to think, put down some names. Jimmer Fredette. local. One of mine, Sean Respert. I thought Sean Respert was going to be a heck of a ball player. Maurice Taylor, I was going to be pretty good. Another one, Ray Childress, Wake Forest. Guys like that. Give me three players who you personally, coming in as a prospect out of high school, Darius Miles, guys like that, who never panned out to be the player that you thought they were going to be.
Okay. I've had to change some of mine because I was thinking of just like probably national thoughts on like what a lot of people, and I go, no, you said me.
All you.
Right. Yeah. So like, I changed mine.
If you were a GM and you were like, you know what, that guy, like I say, Ray Childress for me, I would have took him. Sean Respert, I would have took him.
Well, one for me, and it's a lot of on who you watch, right? Who you follow. I would have bet the farm on Ed O'Bannon.
Wow.
Ed O'Bannon. I mean, look at, he's the right size. He's athletic. He can shoot. Ed O'Bannon's going to be 10-year career, multi-time all-star, probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I might agree with that.
Did not happen.
I don't think he was going to be great, but I thought he would be good.
Yeah.
And have a 12-year career.
Yeah, and even with, you know, 100% UCLA bias, but I actually played our high school, watched him there. I'm like, he was good. He was great there, great at UCLA. I'm like, he's not going to miss. Like,
oops. You're bad.
Yeah. Oops, my bad. That's me. My bad.
That's one.
Yeah, I got a couple from this school, but Khalid Reeves.
Yeah.
Arizona. I thought he was going to be nice.
Yeah.
Solid guard, good body, about, about 6'4", 6'3".
That's a good name.
I was like, he's going to be nice.
That's a good name.
Okay.
Oops.
My bad.
Jason?
This one is probably the one I was most certain on, and he had a career, but not what he should have been. And from what I've heard, now that I've been around a little, like, I don't think the motor or the drive was there. Billy Owens was so talented.
Billy
Owens? Oh, Billy Owens was so, he had everything.
Yeah.
Played, but
just didn't.
That's a Hall of Fame career that didn't happen.
Chris, you got something in there?
My pick. Can't doubt this guy is going to be the guy. I might have said something like, this guy will be the Spanish Steve Nash.
Oh.
Ricky Rubio.
Oh, Ricky Rubio.
And again, a career.
Yep. But no. He was drafted fifth, right? Because it was him and Flynn back-to-back.
Yeah.
From Minnesota.
For Tyreek and then Curry.
It's funny because when I pulled this school up, a lot of dudes flashed in front of me.
What you got?
Bison Dele.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carson Brian Daly? Williams. Is that what you said?
Brian Williams for you. I was like, ooh.
Thought he was going to be nice.
And he had a career. I mean, he won a championship with the Bulls, but left-handed, big mitts, just never really.
I'll give you another one while you get your third one out there. Hakeem Warrick.
Yeah,
Hakeem Warrick was going to be a little bit better.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know. You
dunk
know,
on you.
Maybe
head.
Like Ed O'Bannon. Yeah, I thought he was going to be a little bit better. Didn't really pan out. Jason, your third one?
I also want to weigh in. YouTuber, thank you, Bobby, said Jabari Parker.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
for sure.
Career,
definitely.
Still going, but
no.
Pick two and early on, I think pre-injury he was going that way, but then, So I had a couple
of hint. That's coming down the road there. Who was that, Bobby?
Yeah,
Bobby.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for you might see that come down the road in our five here.
I'm going to put another Bruin.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Don McLean.
Oh.
Donnie boy.
Career-ish.
Yeah.
Did you play? You played against him.
Yeah, I played against him. In college and in
pro.
He was
a great scorer. Great. Yeah. And then he's all right.
He did all right.
He's okay. DC?
All right against you. What, he won?
He did.
Okay. Well,
championship.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Okay.
Now I lost him.
Oh.
Go to Chris. It's a hit me.
Chris, you got another one back there?
What was it?
I actually have a UCLA player.
Oh.
Watch it. I told Jay about this guy. I never thought he was going to be like great Hall of Famer, but I thought he was going to be a huge six man coming off the bench, just daggers when you need it. Jason Capono.
Jason Capono.
Okay.
But I'm not saying like superstar, but I was thinking like game changer off the bench.
Yeah. JJ Redick?
No.
Damn.
You got a third one?
Yeah, I do, but it
so you got to utilize a pin, big dog.
I lost it, but
somebody scratched out.
No, I got one. I'm gonna stay with the same same school, but I had somebody else.
Y'all picking on you.
Derek Williams.
Oh, yes.
I thought Derek Williams was going to be nice. The name's going to come to me. I'm just going to blur.
So was it U of A as well?
No, it wasn't. I had a different one. But
Derek Williams is a good one.
I was like, man, even when he was here, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I could see it, and it just never really panned out like I thought it might. Yeah.
All right, fellas, staying in that mindset. Number two, I need you to give us three players in any sport you would have bet the house on who was a can't-miss prospect who just didn't seem to work out. I'll give you a couple examples why you think. Some of mine, Ron Dane. Thought Ron Dane would be fantastic. Tim Biakabutuka, I thought would have a great career. O.J. Mayo, just don't know what happened. I thought he was there from high school. Sebastian Telfair. Brandon Jennings. How about Delmon Young? Ricky Weeks, who I played against. I mean, I saw this man in a four-game set go like 10 for 12 with four home runs, four doubles, three triple, like just everything you could ask for. Just didn't pan out. They moved him. He was playing center field at the time. Ben Grieve. As an A's fan, yeah. I was like, oh, my goodness, come on. He's a can't-miss guy. How about this one? Anna Kournikova. People thought she would be fantastic, you know, despite, of course, the looks, but she just never really panned out. I'll give you a couple of off-the-radar ones, but big names. Freddie Adu, because of things, you know. If you ever want to learn about Freddie Adu, talk to Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle Wee, she won one time, but... she really never panned out. Andy Roddick, same thing, kind of won one. Never really did what he's supposed to do. Sergio Garcia, I remember him being like a great name. And he's got the Masters, but he, you know, never really panned out. Fellas, give us three players in any sport that you would have bet the house on. Can't miss prospect.
Okay.
Who just didn't work out.
You're going to help me with his name. Quarterback USC.
Matt Leinart?
No.
Oh. Marinovich?
Yes.
Todd Marinovich.
I was like, man. And as soon as he got McDonald's, that was it. The other one for me is I thought he was going to work out. Boz.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be all right linebacker.
Okay.
And then
Chris Boz.
And then my boy just ran him over at the goal line. Bo knows, son.
It was over.
It was a wrap. Yeah,
definitely.
That's two for me.
Chris, you got one or two?
I got one. Dice K. Suke Matsuzaka.
Oh,
yeah.
The gyro ball. I thought he was going to be the next Pedro Martinez.
That's a good name.
That didn't really happen.
No. Not too many people could be Pedro with the curl here.
Right.
No doubt.
You know?
It's funny. I have a USC quarterback as well.
Do you?
Matt Leinart.
Rodney Pete.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I mean, that's
my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and he had a career.
Yeah, he did.
He wasn't a bust.
Nope.
Yeah. But, I mean, watching him there, I'm like, dang it. He would beat Aikman, you know, there was one year it was so critical. I think they were like 1-3, and I'm like, UCLA's going to get him. And Rodney Pete, he was the difference why they won. I'm like, man, well, at least he's going to go on and be great in the NFL, and then he's fine.
Serviceable.
But I thought.
You're a veteran.
Especially the school, the hair, you know, the tradition. I'm like, Rodney Pete's going to be awesome.
The man.
This one was really short-lived, but growing up being a Yankee fan, too. Like Kevin Moss, I don't know if he, but he came on and hit something. I can't even remember what it was, but he hit like 15 homers in like his first 40 games. It was like this, the next great Yankee, and I think he was on the team one season.
Yeah, dang.
Like, but at that time, I'm like, this guy is going to be the greatest ever.
He's raking.
And then, I mean, Greg Oden.
I thought,
and that stinks because it's injury. But I thought he was really going to be good.
You know who was? She was great, and then it just fell off. Monica Seles.
Yeah.
Once she got, once my man
stabbed her.
That was awful.
And, just tough.
And I think, I don't know that whole story about, like, was it mental after that? Like, couldn't figure out, because she was nice.
Yeah.
She was doing, I mean, she was with the majors doing her thing.
Absolutely.
And once that happened, Monica Seles, that one fell off for me.
Couple texters saying Brian Taylor, that was the Yankee prospect.
Yankee.
Mark Pryor.
Yeah.
Jamile Weeks.
Yeah.
Ike Diagu from Arizona State.
Yeah, he
was a king for a minute.
Uh huh.
Went to the Warriors.
Josh Childress from Stanford.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
He was good. Top, I think is four or fifth pick, something like that.
Big afro.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think the fact that we got a few kings in here kind of.
That's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, did he go to Greece?
Was yeah, he played overseas. Okay.
Yeah, he did. I'm glad you guys, because you guys are making my transitions pretty easy.
Here, oh, are boy. Are we using up our guesses?
Speaking of the kings.
Oh, boy.
The three biggest change of events. You would give the Sacramento Kings three mulligans.
Oh, boy.
If you could replay, redraft, rehire anyone. Give us three redos. It could be anything through Sacramento Kings history that you would allow to be changed. Chris, I'll start with you because I already know where you're going with one of them.
One, this just popped in my head.
Oh, okay.
I wish the Maloofs didn't build a hotel when the housing crisis started.
Okay. Solid. Good work right there.
Are they still thinking? They still writing?
Yes, they're thinking.
Yeah.
I'm good.
How about another one, see?
Another one?
No,
you haven't yanked off the one I thought you were going
this
to.
This one was more recent draft. I mean, they saw the guy. You knew this guy was once in a generation talent. Everyone thought that he was going to go to the Sacramento Kings, but they didn't get him. They got a big guy instead.
Ugh. Was he big?
He was
in
between-ish.
Yeah, okay.
Kings never should have drafted Thomas Robinson. Man. They should have drafted Damian Lillard.
Absolutely.
Where do you think I was going, DC?
Agreed. Agreed.
Sometimes. Arse.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would like a redo.
Yes.
For Page in the corner with the three.
Okay. It's one.
I need that same one.
Okay.
I also want to redo game one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Game one.
The seven-game series.
First quarter. Yeah, we wouldn't have got there. You had played all year, and it got away from us. Like the
most underrated game of the series.
I agree. That one,
you were in the series after that.
Yeah, we should have
beat. After the first quarter, really.
Yeah, we should have beat y'all in that first. What was we thinking? And then Vlade just grabbed the damn rebound.
Just let it tap out.
Don't do the magic on me.
I got you.
Just go and grab it, man. And wrestle with whoever you got to wrestle with.
I got you. Chris, you got another one in there?
I mean, if we're talking 2002.
Yep.
No, we're not. Damn it.
You just were.
I was. You know, because you're going to piss me off here.
I don't want to piss you off.
It's probably a thing.
Okay, well then, 2002, Game 7, I wish the starting shooting guard made more of his free throws.
Actually, I almost went there, so I'm not going to be mad with him. I wasn't going
to
go free throws.
You just decided to throw your other teammates under the bus.
I do not like where this is going at all.
It's okay.
I'm not comfortable with this.
No,
I threw my teammate under the bus just now.
Yeah, that's what you do. I don't do that.
I'll give you one.
I would like that the shot that I had back, the last shot.
The last shot where you said you thought it was on point.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have fell away.
Yeah.
And fell over. Who in the hell was sitting behind me? I don't know. Somebody, I'd fell down. That one I wish I could get back.
I'll give you another one. This is kind of a Sacramento Kings spinoff, but they had control. And, of course, we were going through the Maloofs and the Kings thing. I wish that – and. Jason, you're proud of this, that the Kings organization was stable enough to the fact that the Monarchs wouldn't have been broken up.
That's a solid.
That's a great one.
Stayed in WNBA.
I wish I would have thought of that. That's a great one.
Yeah, because he's over here thinking. Kings I can tell he really. So whatever is about to come out of his mouth, he put some thought in it.
Okay.
He let Chris go with three.
Yes.
You got a couple off. I thought about mine. So.
What you got, Jason?
What you got? And look, he set his paper up so you can look at it.
It's not like it's profound, but I really tried to think. I'm going to go off something you said. What's your phrase? You don't get what you get what you need,
not what you want.
Okay. So everybody would go to 2002.
Yep. For the most part.
I'm going 03, and Webb never injures his knee.
Ah.
Okay. 02, you went through it. It stinks.
Yeah.
03, I'm going to say it, was the best team you guys ever had.
Ah, that's a good one.
So if Webb doesn't get hurt,
I
think this goes for a while. There might be a championship. There might be more heartache. I don't know. That was painful. That changed his career. He's in the Hall of Fame already. That's the one. I mean, as much as we want to change game one of the Lakers series, game four, I mean, you know, that's the one.
You know why I would totally agree with you? Because, like, if you look at that, was that the next year or the year after when we played Minnesota?
The year after.
Mm-hmm. So,
but 03, he got hurt in game one of the second series. You still lost in seven without him.
But those experiences.
Yeah.
Like, helped me in Game 7, because that Game 7 versus Minnesota was...
You and Webb were the best that night.
Right. Because getting to those, it helps you decipher. It doesn't always. Some guys just... It just happens. They play well and whatever, but yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so that one... then I'm going to go off stuff that did... I would have kept Michael Malone.
Mm.
I think that was a big mistake.
Mm.
And then, you know, by now, though, you know, that's a long, he may not still be here, but at that time, I would have kept him the way things are going.
That's right.
And then this one's an overarching thing. Draft anyone differently from 2011 through 2014. A four-year run of misdrafting, really.
Yeah.
In 11 through 14.
It hurt. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And it's so, Lillard. It's
Oh, you mean Steph and Clay?
Yeah, and Steph was Lillard. Here before Clay, but Giannis or Clay.
Come on, make it hurt.
Kawhi.
Give it to me.
Just
keep coming.
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Was Paul George in there?
He was the same year as Cousins. So, I mean, you didn't really miss.
Okay,
I mean,
no, you didn't
George
miss with
great,
Cousins.
Though, too.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Well, we're talking about some mess up, some bonehead things. So, with that being said, there's been a ton of bonehead plays, situations where players, organizations, and teams have done some really crazy things. A lot of those actions haven't worked out. Some of them the most memorable in sports history. Fellas, you get three mulligans to players, teams, organizations where they probably would have said, oops, my bad. I'll give you a couple of examples. For me, could be, speaking of Chris Webber, hey, wish he knew you had the timeout, get a mulligan. How about a Scott Norwood missed field goal for some of the Bills fans? How about the Red Sox trading Babe Ruth? How about the Red Sox, Bill Buckner? Greg Norman Masters, 96. I'm pretty sure he wished he had a mulligan there. How about the judges of the 88 Soul boxing with Roy Jones Jr.? How about the judges of Sweet Pea versus Julio Cesar Chavez? Wow. Fellas, you get to give three mulligans to anyone in sports throughout the history to redo, replay, rethink any memorable sports situation in history.
Okay. Well, you know, my Seahawks, we're going to run that
thing. are you talking about Russell Wilson, or are you talking about the goal line?
At the goal line.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. We would have another Super Bowl. Okay.
What would you do?
I'm giving it to Marshawn Lynch. Just y'all move the hell out the way. Please, just can you hand it off? Matter of fact, we're going to hike the damn ball to him. How about that?
Wildcat.
Yes. Popovich, I believe it was game six, taking Timmy out when that rebound happened and you got the three in the corner. Why he had Timmy out and they had that rebounding problem, I have no idea.
The Heat.
And then,
the Ray Allen one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Biner for...
Fumbling.
The fumble.
Oh, goodness.
I feel Ernest so Biner. Bad. Every time I see it, I feel bad for him. Just give him one more go at it. He ain't going to fumble that
thing.
How
about Roger Craig talking for the 1990 losing to the Giants? Mm-hmm. Roger Craig
fumble
for me. Yeah.
Who was the guy blanking on the Niner, the punt returner? Williams?
Kyle Williams.
Yeah. A couple.
The son of general manager of the White Sox.
Ken Williams.
Ken Williams.
A couple of good ones coming in the text line. Jeremy Giambi, slide.
Oh, that for sure would be mine.
Slide it.
Yeah.
Giants 2002 World Series Game 6.
Was that Jose? No.
No, he left Ortiz.
Okay.
Ortiz.
Oh, what was the one where Cruz dropped the fly ball?
Is that the next
was
year?
Was that 01 when they lost to the Angels? Wasn't that Jose
was
Cruz Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay, 02.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, just go back 1 year and don't take my man Archer out.
Or Chris Archer. Snell.
Snell.
Gosh, that's a good one.
Yeah. How about that?
One.
Whoopsie.
How about we never pick up that buster over there from John Lester from the Red Sox?
we get Bartman from the Cubs in 2003.
Oh, don't blame him.
Oh, damn.
Moises Alou.
I got one. And Chris and I agree on this one. I do know this, actually. The Bush push. Can Notre Dame push back? Push a little stronger, Notre Dame.
Yeah. Man, come on now.
What? That's cheating.
Hating on Reggie.
No, I was hating on USC.
Oh, okay.
I've got soccer. 2014 U.S. versus Belgium. Chris Wondolowski right in front of the net. Just guys.
Shank it.
Yeah. Shankopotamus.
Yeah.
Leon Lett.
Oh, fumble.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, who got a BB?
BB, and then he had the other one in the snow game. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, anytime you're kind of – that's what you're known for, that's
– Okay, then
fumbles.
Butt fumble.
Oh, yeah. Sanchez.
You'll be known for that one.
Or Tony Romo.
Romo.
Yeah.
Oh, that worked out for me. See, don't do that.
I know some people – the Packers would love it because I believe that's how they got into the playoffs is when the Jets kicked the ball to my guy, Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the Eagles.
Yeah.
From Long Beach. Why can't
Deshaun. Deshaun Jackson.
I'm guessing Don Zimmer wishes he took back his rush at Pedro.
Okay. Oh, wow. The cold blood.
How about I put, even though it was a great moment, I don't know, guard Jalen Suggs?
Yeah.
So he doesn't hit a half-court shot on you?
Ooh.
But that was a cool moment.
It's too soon, bro.
Nah, I can appreciate the moment. Okay. It was a great moment. Stuff. Gutty little Bruins.
It's all right.
You're playing with house's money.
Yeah, you guys shouldn't even.
Yeah, but you want all the money.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fellas. Last one. Wrap it up. Number five. There's been a ton of talk of players on social media over the last couple of days, and we've kind of talked about this before, who were probably cheated to a full career of greatness due to an injury. Fellas, give me your top three that comes to mind that you believe we were cheated to seeing the most that we could have seen from that athlete. I'll give you a couple while you think about it. For me, Ken Griffey Jr., I always say he was the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. I always argue that if Barry Bonds, no disrespect to Barry Bonds because he's a guy, if Barry Bonds would have went as hard as Ken Griffey Jr., we would have some different situations. I don't think Bonds would have stuck around. Griffey always went out. Injuries always happen. Amari Stoudemire, Brandon Roy, up your way, D.C., Grant Hill, who was a triple-double machine before Russell Westbrook. For me, Patrick Willis, I think he was cheated. I think he's still going to make the Hall of Fame, but he was great. Another one we probably can all agree on, Andre Agassi. I think he was great, great, great. Derrick Rose, Chris Webber talked about it. Bill Walton, Mark Pryor, Andrew Luck, Kerry Wood, Gale Sayers. Bunch of guys there. Maureen Connolly.
I think we all have one on our list.
The same one, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I had some that Jay already said, but what? Yeah.
One's going to be obvious. I didn't want to steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that's number
one. Oh, I honestly would. I mean, should have been thinking that, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say him because that was obvious.
Like, he got two careers cut short.
Yes.
I wrote down three right away. One was Brandon Roy that you said. Yeah, I also put Grant Hill. Too. But I don't think this one qualifies. He just retired. Barry Sanders. He wasn't hurt, right?
No.
He just retired?
No.
He just retired.
Yeah.
But I wanted more.
He was like the same thing Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
The Lions did that to too.
That's what I'm saying. They hurt
Johnson,
him.
Yeah,
I guess as a fan, it's like, I wanted more from him.
They
like,
emotionally, right. Exactly.
Running back just went into the Hall of Fame from the Broncos.
Terrell Davis.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. The other one, since I got to meet him, I really looked into his career that was bad, was Sterling Sharp.
Yo, it was a beast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I figured someone was saying, that's why I didn't say his name.
Is it actually for him?
Neck.
Oh, neck. Yeah, that's right.
I actually think even with the body of work, he's still a Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, I think so, too.
So, yeah, he's that was a big one. But yeah, Brandon Roy, that's a big time one. I'll give you another one, Tim Hardaway.
Yeah.
Not Junior.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a lot of issues.
And what's amazing about the first one you said, Jay, was Griffey. Like, some will still maybe even say he's the greatest baseball player. Some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was more left out there.
Yeah, it was.
Because of the injury. Man, he was so good.
He was fantastic.
Did you see the thing on line? Actually, that's going to – well, no, I won't use that to tell me something good. But Griff was the first one to put 42 on and go out on the field.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they had a little thing about it. I was like, oh, damn. I guess he called and asked, can he do this, put 42 on, and then from there everybody kind of fell in line.
Honestly, I didn't see 70s and a lot of 80s because I was a child and 60s, things like that. But – modern era, no one's better than Griffey. I'll fight it to the grave.
Yeah.
And again, I understand why people will say statistics, black and white.
I got you.
You know, numbers. We all have favorites. We all root for different teams. But for my money, if you're asking me to start any baseball team, I'm starting with Ken Griffey Jr.
I would agree.
Nobody's mad at that.
You know, the crazy thing is when we were talking earlier about the joy.
Yeah.
Right. It's like that's what the kid, all the different things running up the wall,
that's
the catches, the throws, and then just that beautiful swing.
Yeah.
My two selfish ones are Nomar Garciaparra.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
My bad.
I get the toes.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm doing, right, Jay?
Nomar.
And then Sergio Aguero, my favorite player. He's probably missed a good two full seasons. He's fourth all-time English Premier League goals. He'd be on top.
Yeah. It's good. We did okay today, Doug.
Yeah, I was surprised Chris didn't have me with my plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
Plantar fascia hootis?
Huh? Hootis.
Plantar fascia hasis?
Hoota, hoota.
All right, we will come back. We still have 30 minutes left again coming up at the top of the hour. We will have A's baseball as they take on the Tigers. We got the crossover and Tell Me Something Good still to get to when we come back here on KHDK.
Baby.
Silk. Ooh, a little silk.
Yes. Oh, a lot of silk. All right. We're going to have the crossover coming up here in a few moments and Tell Me Something Good.
Because tonight, baby, I
want. You know, that was.
Hey, that
back when we were allowed to do karaoke, that was one of my go-to.
Really?
Go-to songs.
Really? Yeah. That one.
Really? You got to have a powerhouse voice there.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Or just sell it.
Oh, come on, you know me.
Yeah.
Ah, oh boy.
Okay.
After a couple hot sakis? That's not his thing, hot sake. You ever had a hot sake?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have. It's not.
Yeah. It's not, but all of a sudden I was like, hey.
Yeah, if you get the right bottle.
Okay. Oh, on the rim.
I wanted to ask you guys, we're going to get the crossover from the morning show. It was Dave and Matt today, but the question I asked them, I wanted to ask you guys, so. It's a little unfair to Doug, but Doug, we'll have to take you out of the one part of it, and then you're in the other parts of it. So I put them at their current age, current abilities, and so the same for you guys, in the four major sports. And which one would they have the most success in? So you're in. You're playing. So you're the goalie for an NHL season.
Ooh.
You're shortstop and batting third.
The hot corner?
Shortstop, batting third.
I thought you said on third.
You're getting all the ABs. I mean, you're playing.
Okay.
The starting quarterback in the NFL or a starting point guard. So take yourself out of that part because you've been a professional.
I got a good offensive line.
So we're throwing you out there at this present day. What do you guys think you would do the best at, knowing that we all epically fail?
Which one would you be the least worst at?
That too.
Yeah. Just baseball.
Okay, so you said.
Or do I have to answer the other way?
Baseball.
It'd be baseball for me.
Baseball.
That you'd have some. Oh, yeah. You'd have the most success, whatever that looked like.
Yeah. I could still fundamentally.
Feel, yeah.
I can fundamentally still do it. If I had time to work out, easy. So
baseball, hoop, football.
Well, take hoop out for you. So you're a hockey goalie for a full season.
Hockey?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
NHL. You're.
That's not. That
okay. Well, we're all going to be. I mean, quarterback. Yeah. Come on. We're going to be terrible.
I'd probably say if I remove baseball because that's my sport, it'd be basketball. I'd say be a point guard.
I mean, obviously, then you're just passing. And
all I'm doing
around
is,
and then everybody's scoring on you. Yeah. But like you're playing. Like you're not getting taken out
of the
game.
Check this out. I'm gonna be a chess passing.
would the answers be that different if it was in our best shape and our?
I just wanted. I mean, I don't know. You're right, but I just wanted to do it present day.
Oh, best shape, yeah. I mean, what I'd do best at would be hoop, but.
Well, no, we're taking you out of that.
Okay, I got you.
So are you starting quarterback for the Seahawks for 17 weeks?
Good luck.
Yeah. But I got
that
a great.
Pass rush.
I got a great offensive line.
Man.
I got a hell of a running back. So this is my thing.
Good luck. Let me. Have you ever seen an NFL playbook?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Second
I mean,
and
that
10.
Thing is like Encyclopedia Britannica.
Second
Good
and
luck.
10, Ross of the shotgun. Here comes Aaron Donald. He takes a knee.
Yes. Just like,
not throwing. Get rid of the ball. He's so big.
And he spiked it on first and 10 in the first quarter.
He bump fumbled.
I would be motioning.
Yes.
Spike.
Let's punt.
Immediately.
It'd be the wildcat every play.
I mean, goalie.
No
would
way.
You just all, accidentally hit some?
No.
No.
Yeah, you would.
Why? No, that's absolutely worse.
See, present
who's
day,
like skating?
Also, like, yeah. You got to think of your groins. And,
well, no, yeah. I mean, you're, well,
you're
I'm
saying
not
saying right now, I can't even ice skate.
Yeah, I can't even stand on skates.
Honestly, do you have to? Well,
yes.
You have to stand. But how much?
Well, because you got to get your butt back up because you're going down.
You would have to do Gordon Bombay to Goldberg, tying me up to the net to force me to stop the pucks. That's the only way that works.
I think we would accidentally block some.
Sure.
But you're also on your face like the entire time.
Right, but you also might give up 17 goals.
I'm playing on my knees because
okay.
I couldn't stand
and
on
them. And then just top shelf.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, every,
yeah,
everything. Yeah. Five hole is out.
Yeah. Lay down.
Pretty much.
And then just hopefully get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in order, it would go baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
You think you'd be
me.
The worst at hockey?
Yes. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely be the worst.
I mean, that's the least I played.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah. You too, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wondered if it. And take this.
I would just be like, I would be like a first baseman the entire time. Yeah. Just like,
just glove out.
No swag.
Like a little league
no
first
swag
baseman.
At all.
What do you think if we took basketball out for you and baseball out for you? Like, where do you think you would make like potentially a highlight play? Could you?
Oh, that would be baseball for me. I'm a shortstop. I'm probably diving on something hot. I'm good with my hands. Like catching something, I'm pretty good with
none
it.
None of us are saying football.
It'd
which
be
is
football
fun.
For me.
You'd make a play. Somewhere in the 17-week schedule.
Yeah, because
for sure.
It'd be insane because you're just going to go back and just heave it
like
as far as you
run away
yeah.
and then throw.
Yeah.
It'd be and more I, and, the receiver makes a great catch.
And the other thing yes. with football is like I could get spectacular wait, running for my life.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Are we saying if we – maybe I misunderstood the question, meaning right now or if like at our peak?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
But like yeah. potentially like SportsCenter top 10, let's go to
thinking,
number 6. Here's Jay Johnson.
See,
you know.
Football because I play safety linebacker. Like, yeah.
No, but you're the quarterback.
But you're the quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're saying now, like yeah. out of the things you're saying, basketball.
Yeah. For me, it's,
look, I'm gonna say this:
it's now.
That's this is gonna sound bad, and there's no disrespect to NBA players. No disrespect. I'm not saying.
But anything. Here it comes.
Yeah, but so I'm comes. Not even gonna say but. there's some bad basketball. Really
yeah.
though, like no, it's not even. It, there's some terrible basketball in the league, for sure.
I can't. Totally argue.
I mean,
with
to
them.
The point to where
fundamentally
we have the inside of it, and I wouldn't allow you guys to give real opinions and things like that because I wouldn't want. But I've been around and I've seen some basketball players like pregame and stuff. It's like I don't even understand how you even made it here.
Yeah,
honestly,
I'm trying to
like
think.
Seriously. You go. I challenge all KHDK listeners to go to a game. Obviously, it would be Kings or Warriors because they're closest. If you could, and go pregame and watch some players in the league who come through, and it's like, okay, brother, I understand you 7 foot, and I get that's why you're here,
yeah.
but, I mean, you're yeah. not even making no layups now, yeah. bro. I mean, help me out here. Understand why you're in the league, minus you're being
I can't,
seven
we,
foot.
We've had this conversation watching somebody
yeah.
before, so
yeah.
I'm not going to say
like
anything.
Fundamentally, can't even dribble the ball.
But then there's some players where – you say like, oh, they're an awful shooter. They're terrible. And then you see them pregame, and it's like they can't miss anything.
Yeah.
yeah.
When you're thinking
yeah.
like, yeah,
that's why I would tell you, even those players that Jay's talking about in the summertime,
oh, they're great.
You go to any gym, they'll score 60.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, damn, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
But that's kind of what falls into your role.
Yeah.
Whatever, you're nervous. You don't want coaches on you, whatever. But skill level in at this time is fundamentals and skill level. Two different things.
And the other yeah. thing I'll give you, too, is I believe, and we talked about this with baseball, with basketball, there's so many games. If you play a team on back-to-back and it's a Tuesday night and they're not really in it,
yeah.
you got an opportunity to go out there and hit a couple of threes or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're playing a full 82 and you're the starting point guard, like, at
yeah.
some point they're like, okay, I don't even need to guard him.
Yeah.
So you'd catch an open pass. Like, football, they're trying to
you're getting
smash
cleaned.
You. Baseball, I don't know if they're trying to hit it to the shortstop. They're just trying to hit it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we get any hits out there. But, Chris, can we squeeze in the crossover from these guys from the morning? Let's see what they got.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Do you believe it?
Here's today's crossover.
Crossover question back to Jason and Doug. I'm really excited about this one, guys.
Oh, yeah. This is
George Karl, former Sacramento Kings coach, but also former Sonics coach. tweeted out a video yesterday, and it was a very young Los Angeles Lakery. We try to forget about this, but a very young Lakery, Doug Christie. I think it was Ricky Pierce or somebody. It was a tough foul, and Doug got in the fray. He actually started the fracas. But then Sean Kemp comes in and gets on Doug, and next thing you know, Sean Kemp lost it. And, like, Terry Stotts was helping to break it up, a young assistant, all this stuff. My question is this. Sean Kemp is a badass, and I would never want him angry at me. Doug, I know you're a tough guy. I know you got Rick Fox, but let's be honest. Rick Fox is a Hollywood actor. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from the punch, but come on. Rick Fox, Sean Kemp, Rick Fox. Come on, dude. And we all know Sean Kemp can land shots. So here's my question. Doug, at any point when you got back to the locker room, were your drawers clean? I'm just asking, at any point, did you pause your anger, and were you just a little bit, you can admit it now, a little bit like, uh-oh, or not? I'm just curious as to what your mindset was long ago.
And then long ago, but
I didn't see that video till yesterday. Dave said, I watched it.
I remember that one.
No, you were getting in there.
No, Dave, what you don't realize is I just look like this. I'm really about that life. I will slap the hell out of somebody if they mess with me like that. For real. I remember it. First of all, AP went, Anthony Peeler, teammate here, went to the basket. Ricky Pierce took him out, and I ran up on him. And Ricky grabbed me around my neck, and immediately I just like two hands. Boom, you don't do that, bro. What, man? I don't care if you're grown man and I'm just 21 or whatever. And then behind me, see, I've worked out with Sean in the summertime when I was 18, and he was, I think he's like a little bit older than me, like 19, but we're about the same age. But then he was a pro, and I was trying to get there, and he's just a freaking nature. So when he came up behind me and grabbed me, I didn't know who it was. So I said, blip, 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 get the off me. And he took to that like I was, but nah, I'll tell you why my drawers were clean, because after that we got into the hallway back there and I'm like, whatever, like if that's where we're at with it, that's where we're going to be at with it. And then Gergerich, who was assistant coach, he's saying something. And I told him, take your little old, we can get it on. Like wherever the baby disrespect me, we're going to get at it. Cut it out, man. And so not at all. Come on.
I said the same
thing. You really, obviously, Carmichael, you don't know me as well as you think that you might.
I said the same thing about you, DC. You're not afraid of anybody.
No, it's not.
You're like, I'll put this in terms that I can understand. You're like Haku or Ming from WCW and WWF. He was the guy that was like the nicest guy in the world. But once someone would come up to him and say, like, oh, you're fake, you're soft, he will rip your teeth out.
Yeah. I'm gonna stand my ground. Listen, that doesn't mean I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I can get my butt whooped just like somebody else can get their butt whooped. But what I ain't gonna do is allow you to disrespect me. That is not gonna happen. So me and Sean would have just got at it.
Yeah.
The fact, Carmichael, Dave, that you scared, that's on you, bro. I mean, now we know who you are.
Doug's best NBA stories happen in hallways.
True. Very true. That's cool. And not seen by everybody or video.
That's kind of weird, bro.
Yeah, but kind of true.
Carmichael, Dave, cut it out. George Carl Stern, the pot.
Yes.
Carmichael, one day I'll give you some stories about him.
All right, break time for us. Come back. Final segment before we get today's baseball. Tell me something good. We'll wrap up the week with that next on KHDK.
It's been a long week. The weekend is almost here. So let's end on a feel good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
That's right. We're at that point. We have reached the end of the week. We do need a little jolt of good news. That's how we end the week here on the show. Jason Ross, Doug Christie back here. We'll go around the horn quickly here. We got a few minutes left before we get you to A's baseball. So I'll give you a couple of mine that I have. One, just on the sports end, I've been seeing videos placed out there from Sacramento State. Football is back as far as spring ball, and I missed it certainly over the year. So I'm so glad that is back, seeing the Hornets going through their workouts and knowing that it's going to be back in full in the fall. That makes me excited there. And then another story I saw, Doug, this one was cool, and I wanted to bring it up. you know, fraternities can be a little bit goofy and messy and weird and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's a story of a frat house where the frat brothers that lived, I think this was on, it was on LSU's campus. They were Phi Gamma Delta fraternity house back in the early 80s through about 96. In that time, the house, I don't know how this works. I've seen how fraternities, but they had a basically like a house cook that cooked for the fraternity house, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And she became like their the fraternity mom in a sense. Like people would go and here's what's going on with classes or girlfriend or whatever. What life, life problems when mothers aren't around for these guys. Or they are, but this is a different voice to talk to. So anyway, just became like an adopted person with the fraternity and so on and so forth. Well, she was there a long time. These guys have all grown up as well. Well, apparently it came time for her retirement here recently, and a lot of that group came back and honored her, had a huge party, and also brought a couple of checks with them for her 74th birthday. And they called the fraternity house the Fiji House. Anyway, they celebrated her birthday and paid off her mortgage and then also gave her an additional about $6,000. So it was like, good for them, good for her. It sounds like people that made a true bond, a true connection. And I'm like, I like stories like that.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. No, no doubt. Shout out Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah. How about
that? Miami, you missed out again on this one. They didn't. He should have been one of those players that stayed with an organization the whole time. Now a owner with the Utah Jazz. Then I don't know if you saw this clip online. It was an 80-year-old couple separated at the pandemic. She had a walker. He had a cane. As soon as they saw each other,
ditched
cane goes down. Walker goes down.
Give me that kiss.
Give me that love, girl. Tell me something good. Yes, sir.
That was fantastic.
It was. I started smiling.
Her look, too, when she first saw him, like,
is that really you?
Give me over there.
Yes. JJ, come here. Give me some of that sugar, girl.
That is awesome.
No doubt.
Absolutely awesome. Chris or Jay, do you guys have – I know we're tight on time here. Either Chris, what do you got for us today?
Mine both are soccer. Manchester City playing Chelsea Saturday, semifinals of the FA Cup.
There you go.
U.S. goalkeeper Zach Steffen getting the start tomorrow, so that'll be cool to see. And then down the road, got a new USL team in Oakland, Oakland Roots, and new ownership member Marshawn Lynch.
Oh!
Really from Oakland, though.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and see his interview on Sports Nation today talking about it. It was great.
Cool. All right, Jay?
Yeah, real quick, the Players Alliance, if you don't know what the Players Alliance is, it is a group of over 100 baseball players, African-American ball players in the major leagues. They've created an alliance, a group, so to say, and for Jackie Robinson Day, which yesterday, and well, it's a two-day and today, they have over 100 players have pledged to donate either all their check or a partial of their check to the Jackie Robinson Foundation, which will help all African-Americans, Black Americans in representation of sport, trying to improve Black Americans in Major League Baseball.
No try to make the world a better place.
You know what?
Yep. If you can do that, you're winning, right? We're all winning.
Yep.
Well, guys, have a great weekend. Kings basketball on Sunday. We'll be back on Monday. A's are coming your way next, as it's the A's and the Tigers. Until then, until we talk to you next on Monday, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
See you!